This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios with a trio today is Caroline Rose. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Hi, nice to be here.
Glad to have you in. The new record, which is fantastic, we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, is called I Will Not Be Afraid. That is on Little High Records. Is that your own label or an imprint that you are the sole artist on?
I am the sole artist on it. It's not mine. It's based out of Nashville, and they work with 30 Tigers.
I love that your website is referred to as Caroline Rose's official website. CarolineRoseMusic.com is the place to go for information. I want to dive into some music here quickly, but before you do, the first record of yours that came out was quite a bit different than this new one. There was a bigger sound, a little bit more rockabilly edge to it, a little bit less from the folk vein, so to speak. But your music is kind of Americana, folk, rockabilly, little country thrown in the mix. Is there one particular style that you identify with primarily?
No, I really hate calling it anything, actually. I hate calling it any of those things. I just think it's music. I like a lot of different American styles, so if you want to call it Americana, that's your choice. I'm not going to condone it. These are actually, half the songs on this are older songs, and then half of them are newer. So, yeah, everyone hears different things from it. So.
Yeah. I read an interesting thing. You were talking about some of the musicians that you listen to in your vast touring and driving all over the country, and they are from almost every walk of life that you can imagine. There's Leo Kottke, Black Keys, Jay-Z, John Prine, Spanish guitar music. Is there anything that you have been dwelling on in recent days?
I listen to so much music. It's stupid. I've been really liking a lot of kind of newer singer-songwriter stuff that is a bit different. Mac DeMarco, I think, is doing really cool stuff right now.
Do you listen to music as a fan or as sort of like a research and a learning process to hear how other people structure songs or write songs? Or
that's a good question. I think I just love music. I've always listened to a lot of music, and I've always wanted to know a bunch of different styles. I mostly just don't like getting bored with one thing, so I'll just listen to a bunch of different styles and kind of take bits and pieces from it.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Eastern Long Island, but not the nice part. Like a not nice part of Long Island. That's where I'm from.
A not nice part.
I didn't fit in at all.
Where is home nowadays?
In my van most of the time. But these guys, my band is from Vermont, so I'm in Vermont most of the time now.
And speaking of your band, who have you brought in today?
So I've got Jer Koons here on the drums.
Welcome.
And Pat Melvin on the bass. They're very handsome. You can't see it on radio, but...
Caroline Rose is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called I Will Not Be Afraid. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're just going to play I Will Not Be Afraid. That's the name of the album and the name of a song. So it goes like this.
No matter what all comes my way, I will not be afraid. No matter what word slanders my name, I will not be afraid. So long as I got that heart a-beating, so long as I got that soul a-feeling, so long as I got that spirit in me, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Say what all you want to me, I will not be afraid. Rob me both my two-eyed teeth, I will not be afraid. Take all of my money from me, I will not be afraid. So long as I got that heart a-beating, so long as I got that soul a-feeling, so long as I got that spirit in me, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Do whatever you want to me, I will not be afraid. We'll be right back. now to push me down. I will not be afraid. Dig my grave up from the ground. I will not be afraid. So long as I got that heart of beating, so long as I got that soul of feeling, so long as I got that spirit in me, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Take what all you want from me. I will not be afraid.
That is Caroline Rose. It's the title track from the brand new record called I Will Not Be Afraid. My guest live in the JPR studios today. Caroline, I read that when you were just starting out making the decision that music was going to be your career path, that it was actually a Kickstarter campaign and the success of it that really kind of gave you the idea, yeah, there are some people out here liking what I do. Maybe this is what I should focus my attention on. Is that true?
Yeah, that's pretty true. I've just been playing music for a long time, but I never did it professionally because I didn't want to kill that dream. And then we made a record. Jer and I have been making records for like 6 years almost, and we made two demos and then made a third album, and it was pretty good. It seemed good enough to sell, and so we did a Kickstarter for it to press some records and get some publicity around it, and that was it. Yeah, it just kind of grew on its own a little bit.
What kinds of things were you doing before music?
I did a little bit of everything. I went to school to be an architect. I got a full ride to go to school, so I didn't go broke from it, which was nice. And I don't have any student loans, which is even nicer.
What kind of architecture?
Well, you know, the stuff that they teach you in school, I don't particularly like that style of architecture, I like this style, I guess, but I have a hard time with being in school because, you know, especially in the creative fields, it's difficult to find your own voice when teachers are essentially trying to teach you their voice. Hmm. And I had a bit of a hard time with that, and that seems to be a kind of recurring theme in my life because I tried doing some other jobs. And I really just think I'm meant to be on my own. My last day job I got fired from, so that puts it in perspective.
Hopefully this is not one you're going to be fired from.
Well, I'd be firing myself, so.
I read that a lot of the demos from those early albums prior to the Kickstarter all came from you sitting somewhere on a farm. You were working on a farm at the time with an acoustic guitar. You kind of sketched out a lot of those songs on acoustic guitar. The new album, at least on more than a few tracks, has you sitting at an organ. Where did that all come from? Because you're playing organ on quite a few tracks, aren't you?
Yeah. But, you know, neither Jer nor I are really musically trained in a lot of ways. We just sort of have a knack or a talent or something of just picking up music, instruments. And so we did almost all the instruments ourselves. This was pre-Pat. So we had another bass player on there who did a good job, and the rest of the songs we did bass ourselves, and organ. I rented a cello, but yeah, I'm not that good at it. I just have parts in my head, and I'll figure out how to play them on the instrument, and then record them, and then I won't play the instrument again for another year.
Really?
Yeah, I like playing the piano. I really love it, but you know, I don't. Play it often because I'm on the road all the time. So,
if you can, I want you to tell me a little bit of the backstory behind the song that leads off the new album, Blood on Your Boot Heels.
Well, I wrote it, I was working a seasonal job. I was working in a cider factory, and it was shortly after the Trayvon Martin case, the Stand Your Ground. And I think I just must have been on my mind because this was one of the songs that sort of just poured out, and then all the lyrics seem to be about from perspectives that I just don't understand really. But it, you know, it must have been written for a reason. Because I find the song, you know, rather important song. And, yeah. You know, in parts it's very tongue in cheek, but I don't think a lot of people get that. I think we did a video for it, and I did the video almost entirely by myself. I had somebody edit it for me, but, you know, it was supposed to be very tongue-in-cheek, and then all of a sudden, you know, people blew it out of proportion. I got, like, you know, hate tweets from, like, NRA guys.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah, yeah. I think people just like, you know, just got to take it a little easy.
Well, there is a weightiness to the song, but then there's a complete levity in the video because of the way you made it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that comes across to some
people. And you wrote something like, you discourage working in the format. You said it's incredibly time-consuming, painstaking, agonizing process that brings sleep loss, physical and mental suffering. It also attracts ants. Explain why it attracts ants. Tell me what you did for your video.
Well, Skittles are a sugary substance, and ants are attracted to sugar. And it took about a dozen family-sized bags of Skittles to do the video.
And you do like stop motion with them, right?
Yeah, it takes too much time. I would use curse words right now, but it's on the radio, so I'm being respectful. But it takes a lot of time.
We can bleep them, so let them fly.
All right, good to know, good to know.
Speaking of videos, another of the videos that is recent from you for I Will Not Be Afraid has absolutely epic dancing. Who talked you into that?
There was no talking to be done. It was all dance, 100% dance.
So
and
it's
inspiration.
Just coming from within.
Oh, yeah. It's godly, I think. It's a godly inspiration.
And there is a link to it on your website, I believe. CarolineRoseMusic.com has a link to the epic dance video.
Yeah, you can see that. Beautiful dancing.
You know, there are lots of different people, obviously, when you're listening to musicians that you can hear in their past. You know, people that they've listened to or that they've admired or that they've picked up something from.
Oh, no.
Well,
here
I mean, the contemporary artist that I hear most in your singing and playing is an artist named Shannon McNally, who's a remarkable singer and player, but she sounds very similar. She's got a kind of a similar tone to her voice and actually makes music that's in the same vein. Is it somebody that you have heard or listened to? Or?
Yeah, actually our other bandmate plays in her band.
Get out. Yeah. Really?
And he has too. Pat has played with her, yeah.
It's a small world, after all.
Yeah.
Let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to play next?
Well, you just talked about Blood on Your Boot Heels. We were going to play another song, but we'll just play that now and then play another tune after that.
No matter where I turn, I got to carry his load. The shoes shining, brother thinks I'm so naive. Looking at me thinking I got something hidden up my sleeve. No siree, I'm cool as can be. I got no money, but I'm always feeling free, free, free. So what you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? Drinking bottles of whiskey, smoking Cuban cigars. Think if you act like a man, you can alter this wheel. You can make it in this world without that blood on your boot heels. Now get your head right up, put your keys up on the table while they're polishing the pistols and they stand out the windows wondering who's that coming down my gate. Hey, pick a side, love. Tie your boots up and get your ass in line. See them swirling skies above. It's a wonder that I'll ever see the light of day with people like you walking on the street. The police were police and then I probably wouldn't have to follow him every step of his speech. They look me in the eye, they look me in the face in the review of my fate. Say my name, race and age. Son, grab your gun and run, or you got no appeal. Can make it in this world without the gun and the boots. You think I ain't got dreams when I close my eyes and sleep? Only thing I can believe in my religion. I envision murdering everything living while I'm cooking up my future in the kitchen. A mixture of all my favorite elements. A vision of a black hoodie bent over a fence. Took a beat into his head, 40 bullets to his chest. With one hand on the Bible, claimed it wasn't self-defense. I read all his books, yeah, seen all his films. So bitch, you got a pretty degree up in your windowsill. Leave me out of it. People like me don't need to feel. We can't make it in this world without that blood on our boots.
That is Caroline Rose live here in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the album called I Will Not Be Afraid. That song must wear you out. You are incredibly busy throughout. Lots of words, lots of lyrics.
I think all the songs kind of wear me out. My voice, you can hear it in my voice. It sounds like an old black man. It's true.
Does that particular style of singing require a heck of a lot more concentration than something that's just a little easier, mellower?
Well, I forget my lyrics all the time. So I think all of them require a certain amount of brain power that sometimes shows up and sometimes doesn't. But that's just my voice. It's just the way it sounds all the time.
There's one more song on your record that I want to ask you about. It's called Time Spent, Money Grow. Mm-hmm. And you have talked in interviews online about not wanting people to ever change you or to ever have to assimilate to someone else's idea. And I was reading some of these comments that you've made in that way, and one thought that kind of popped into my mind that I wanted to ask you about was, you know, that's kind of a tenet that a lot of us hold on to. You know, nobody's going to change me. I am an individual, all those sorts of things. Is there somewhere in the back of your mind that tiny seed that there, at some point, maybe it's a musician, and maybe it's an elder statesman in the music world that's going to come along and changes you in a meaningful way, whether you are open to it or not, that it's just going to happen, and that some of those changes are for the better and you don't really notice until months have gone by or years have gone by and you realize that was a momentous moment?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, for an artist, I think artists are constantly changing. I mean, if you looked at me even last year, I'm a totally different person than I was last year. But
how?
Well, for one, I want to be here right now.
I'm glad for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't want to play music for a really long time because I was afraid of people changing me. And it's hard to describe because it's not just changing like the flavor of ice cream that you like, you know. It's, for me, it's a, you know, everyone has, whether they know it or not, some sort of constitution. And for me, my constitution is something that I hold very dear to me, and that's the type of thing that I don't want to change. I think people come along all the time and inspire you, and if I wasn't inspired, then my music would probably not go anywhere and be really stagnant and boring. And you know, I'm sure to a lot of people it is, but to me, I think it's what's so exciting about being a creative person and just being a human being in general is that you're constantly evolving. But the difference between, I think, what you're trying to kind of understand is that, you know, it's your own choice. And if you feel coerced, essentially everything's your own choice, but if you feel coerced into something and you make concessions for something that goes against your constitution, that's what I have a problem with. Especially when it comes to my art, you know, that's an extremely personal thing to me. And if I want to write a song about that something stupid like sliced bread, you know, that's my own choice and no one else can, you know, sway me from that if that's something that I truly believe in.
Right. So are you largely independent still as an artist? Is that something that you would ever entertain thoughts of? Is a record label coming along and saying, hey, we'd like to sign you, we'd like to hook you up with this particular producer? Is that something that you would shun, or would you be open to that?
I'm opening up to it hugely. You know, like I said before, I didn't want to be a musician because I wanted ultimate freedom over my craft, and I wanted 100% freedom over everything I was writing. And there's something so beautiful about having pristine art that has been untouched by anyone else. But there comes a point when you have to ask yourself, well, do I want these songs to be heard by someone more than just me? And the truth is, I think a lot of artists want that. And I wanted that. It took me a long time to realize it, but, you know, when you have a gift, when you have something to say, you know, it would be almost sacrilegious in my mind not to try.
Do you like making music more or performing more?
Making music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if the performance aspect wasn't there, you would still happily be creating music all the time for yourself?
Oh, yeah. It took me a long time to even like the performing part.
But you've warmed to it?
Yeah. You know, I think you got to kind of choose between, there are two camps. You can become extremely proficient at your instrument or at a bunch of instruments and be very knowledgeable at it, or you can, you know, choose to be a great songwriter. And I've always chosen songwriting. It's always been something I've done for myself. It makes me feel better. It gives me some sort of value in my life that I don't think I can do anything else.
Caroline Rose is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called I Will Not Be Afraid. Can we hear another one of those songs? What do you guys want to wrap up today with?
Well, we're going to play a new song that's not on the record. It's a love song about falling in love with a cult leader, and it's called Cult Leader Psychopath. There's no curses, don't worry.
Poster face. I read all the books on Nazi factions, psychotic reactions. This is how it starts. A pit of pedestal life hard. When he loans you a $20 bill and you say, I'll pay you back, he said, don't worry about it. Ah, oh, can't you see? You belong with me. He whispers sweetly as he feeds me homemade pigs in a blanket. Recline naked on a daybed. I'm in a Renaissance portrait on the wall next to Mussolini's head. I'm thinking maybe I should leave, but he's got such a good record collection. I write to Cosmo and People Magazine, Us Weekly, Elle, and even Tiger Beat. They say he's sweet, attractive, and funny. Plus, cult leaders tend to make a lot of money. Hotel in Vegas, but there was air conditioning on the floor of the casino where I gambled all his cash, flirted with the bouncer at the high roller's table in the back. We moved to Utah.
That is Caroline Rose live here on Jefferson Public Radio with a tune called
Cult Leader Psychopath.
Caroline, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us.
Oh, thanks. Our pleasure.